So, like, you come first.
Hello, this is Yona Blackstein calling in regards to Deidre Reed, following up.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? So my my people did a home visit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody home, which was expected. We then contacted her on her phone, and she said she was home. We asked her if she's home, could she open the door, and she said no, she's actually not home at the moment, but she'll be home later. She couldn't give us the time. She couldn't notify us where her daughter was either. Daughter did not pick up the phone at the time. Daughter's the caregiver, the one that works for the federal government.
Deidre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deidre Donaldson. And then when we asked her when we could arrange a home visit, she said we could try sometime next week, but she couldn't give us a date. So we have every reason to believe they're still in Texas.
That's unfortunate. Okay.
It is unfortunate,
right,
but there's no way to prove otherwise. So
I know.
And
I know,
again,
so,
someone receiving services, they should be at home mostly.
Yep.
And I have clock-ins from Texas as of 2 days ago.
I told my supervisor everything. So because George is unsuccessful, I'm going to do one. I'll try to get out there Monday. Only because, but you know, because of the snowstorm coming.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You'll be able to get out Monday. And they're not going to be flying in anytime soon either.
Nope. I know. So if I can't go Monday, I'll definitely go Tuesday because I have some field work I need to do.
Perfect.
And, yep, so, you know, I'm keeping everything hush-hush as far as with them. But I did let my supervisor know. And thank you for letting me know what your outcome was because everything is noted.
Okay, and then I might have to go do a pop-up.
Yep, I'll do a pop-up. You said her shift is from 3 to 10?
Her shift is from 3 to 8.
3 to 8? Okay. So I'll do it at the start of her shift around 3 o'clock. I'll do a pop-up.
Lovely.
Okay. And I'll keep you posted.
I mean, the daughter said already, cursed me out and told me that, you know, they're going to look for another agency and they don't need us anymore. But
well, that's fine because I'm still gonna have to file some type of that's fraud. You can't do that.
Correct.
If you're not here, just say that you're not here. There's no need to be fraudulent.
Exactly. Just say you're not here. But she's trying to collect her paycheck while they're on vacation or where. I don't even know where anyone is. For all we know, the daughter could be in Hawaii and the mother could be in Cancun. Like, I don't know.
Right. You're right. And that's not fair. Because if you really need the services, which when I talked to mom after we hung up, I said, nobody's putting their company on the line. Everybody gets audited. Everything needs to be in place. Nobody's putting on the line. Because you guys are not following protocol.
Yep.
You have to abide by the rules if you want to be a part of the program. She said, I need my services. I know that. So if you need your services, you got to follow the rules.
Yep, exactly.
So if we can't follow the rules, then we'll have to terminate the services.
Yep.
So, yes, thank you so much, Yona.
No problem.
I'm putting everything in my note. And then Tuesday at the latest, I'll do my pop-up at 3 o'clock. So, and then I'll touch base with you and let you know. Okay?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. But stay warm out there and be safe. You don't got to go outside. Don't go.
It'll be what it'll be. Work from home, whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care.